It's such a pleasure to welcome back to WBJC Douglas Buchanan, the Director of Music Ministries at the Music Series at St. David's, and they're presenting a really moving recital and evensong commemorating the 100th anniversary of the 1918 Armistice. This is taking place, of course, on November the 11th, that is a Sunday at 4:30 at St. David's on Rowland Avenue. Welcome back. It's lovely to see you, Douglas.
It's wonderful to be here. Thank you, Judith.
So tell me about the Battle Songs texts that Michael Rickleton is using.
Michael Rickleton is a wonderful local composer who's particularly known for some really ravishing and beautiful choral and vocal and operatic works. And he's written this lovely, I say lovely, some of the songs are lovely and some of them are actually rather vigorous songs in this battle song set. Poetry by soldiers and by veterans being sung by Matt Sullivan, bass baritone, and Xiaoying Lin at the piano. And they'll be presenting this at the 4:30 recital before the evensong, sort of setting the stage and depicting a battle and war and the effects of war in the words of soldiers and the words of people who lived through conflicts.
And so then moving into the evensong, that will be when you come to the Eleanor Fargen piece, right?
Yes.
And I think she's probably best known, wouldn't you say, for Morning Has Broken, that poem with many settings, Cat Stevens, of course, being one of them. And just on a personal note, I have to say that Martin Pippin in the Apple Orchard was one of my favorite books growing up. So tell me about Peace. I don't know that.
Yes. So it's kind of a difficult poem because it's not necessarily an uplifting view of peace. It is, in fact, a sort of jaded view of peace. It begins, "I am as awful as my brother war." And it is about a view of peace, not necessarily as a resolution, but just as a pause between conflicts, which when we look back at World War I and the armistice there, of course, that at that time, that was the Great War, little knowing that there would, of course, be greater conflicts down the road. And so in some ways, it's a very prescient poem. And Andrew Maxfield, who set this, takes this idea, and at the beginning, it's rather stoic, though there are uplifting moments there, that because it's a poem that does begin, as I say, in this stoic way and perhaps slightly jaded, but is ultimately a challenge because it ends with this statement of who among all these nations will be the first one to stand up and follow the name of love. And that, of course, is something that is extremely relevant to the times that we live in, to not just 100 years ago, but to now. So I think this will be a very powerful piece. This is part of a nationwide series of premieres. This piece is being premiered in states all across the U.S., and we're grateful to be the choir that's premiering it in Maryland. And we'll be finishing the evening with a virtuosic organ work by Jennifer Barker from the University of Delaware, a piece called Effigies.
This is a recital and evensong commemorating the 100th anniversary of the 1918 Armistice on Sunday, November the 11th, and that starts at 4:30. And more information is at stdavidsrowlandpark.com. Just click on the music link. And it's been such a pleasure to speak to the Director of Music Ministries for the music series at St. David's, Douglas Buchanan. Thank you for offering this.
Thank you so much, Judith.